This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Former presidents, political colleagues, and family gathered at Washington's National Cathedral Saturday for a memorial service for the late Senator John McCain. As AP Sagar Meghani reports, McCain's daughter took aim at President Trump in her tribute to her late father.
I love you, Dad.
Meghan McCain was the first speaker at John McCain's memorial service at Washington National Cathedral.
We gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness. The real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly, nor the opportunistic appropriation of those who live lives of comfort and privilege while he suffered and served.
It was a clear shot at President Trump, who was not invited to the service while his three immediate predecessors were. Meghan McCain added, "The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again, because America was always great." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump spent Saturday at one of his golf clubs in Virginia and tweeted that there's no need to keep Canada in the North American Free Trade Agreement. The president said if we don't make a fair deal for the U.S. after decades of abuse, Canada will be out. He also warned Congress not to meddle with the trade negotiations or he would terminate the trilateral pact altogether. However, it is not clear whether the Trump administration has the authority to strike a deal with just Mexico, as it announced on Monday, and exclude Canada. Congress has to approve any rewrite of the North American Free Trade Agreement, and congressional Democrats might refuse to endorse a deal that leaves longtime ally Canada on the sidelines. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Arab media reported Saturday that warring militias in Tripoli, Libya, have agreed to a ceasefire, but it is not clear how long it will hold. Clashes were reported overnight in the city, and Tripoli's only functioning airport was closed after rockets hit the area on Friday. Edward Uranian has details from Cairo.
Militia fighters from several warring brigades fired multiple rounds of ammunition into the air around the Yarmouk military camp, scene of bitter fighting in recent days. Control of the camp changed hands several times during the week, and fighters from the so-called 7th Brigade, based in Tarhuna, currently hold it. Amateur photographs posted on Twitter show buildings, including a hospital and a hotel, that were hit by rocket fire during the past 24 hours. Arab media claims that about 40 people have been killed in a week of fighting. Many residents complain they have been pinned down by the fighting, and electricity is in short supply. The United States, along with four European governments, are urging the warring militias to observe the latest ceasefire. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A senior Palestinian official says a U.S. decision to end decades of funding for a U.N. agency that aids refugees is an attack on the rights of the Palestinian people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nabil Abu Rudena says the move does not serve peace, but rather strengthens terrorism in the region. He said it was just the latest hostile act by the Trump administration against the Palestinian people after it recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moved its embassy there. Rudena urges the United Nations to respond, saying the funds cuts violate all resolutions of international legitimacy and requires the UN to take a firm stand against the US decision and take appropriate decisions. He adds the move will only increase the steadfastness of the Palestinian people and its leadership. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Pakistan has temporarily closed a consulate in neighboring Afghanistan, citing a lack of security and accusing authorities of interfering in the work of the diplomatic facility. The consulate is located in Jalalabad, the capital, that is, of eastern Nangarhar province, next to the border with Pakistan. Islamabad's embassy in Kabul, in a letter to the Afghan Foreign Ministry on Friday, blamed undue intervention of the provincial governor in the functioning of the consulate for prompting it to shut down the diplomatic facility. The controversy is another reflection of Pakistan's strained ties with Afghanistan. The two uneasy neighbors share a nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous border. Each accuses the other of supporting militant attacks against them. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.